This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I wanted to quickly tell you about NTT Fitness and NTTNutrition.com. Holidays are approaching rapidly. You know what that means? Goodies. Yes, you're going to be eating cakes and you're going to be eating candy and you're not going to be exercising. It's the holidays. Happy holidays. Yeah, it's the holidays and you're going to eat like crap and you're not going to exercise. That's just what happens. That's okay. You can sit at home and eat cookies and cake and stuff your face, but there's going to be repercussions to that. So why not get ahead of the curve a little bit and let NTT Nutrition deliver your food? Yeah, it's the right portion. It's the right size. It's the right caloric count. They do the macros. They do the micros. If you use code LEVELUP15 at checkout, you'll get 15% off your first order. So check them out. Give them a try. Happy holidays. Eat up, fatso. All right. Let's start the show.
Beach Drive. Rob Parr. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I think I'm gonna rent a Monte Carlo. Drive around the neighborhood like real slow. I love Lucy, I'm Ricky Ricardo. Hey, I'm Mary, meet me in the end zone.
Intermittent diet from my getaway. Kinda feels like I just won the lottery. I'm hitting three countries in like just 2 weeks. What a pay.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome back to the program. My name is William Koontz. I host this thing. Anna Hummel will be around very shortly. She's back. She didn't want to come over because I had COVID. I'm back. I'm 100%. I'm a little concerned, you know, what the future repercussions of this disease could be. Probably nothing, honestly. And, you know, hopefully that is the case. But, you know, they don't know. They don't know anything about this goddamn thing, and it's been months, although we're pushing out a vaccine. The vaccine's here. A freaking year. Now, is that just government bureaucracy impeding process on medical innovation that could potentially save people's lives in other fields? Or is that just, we're just gonna swing at this thing, and hopefully this works? I don't know. We're gonna find out. Are you going to take the vaccine? I would like to know. Tampa General will be one of the places in Florida where you can go get it in probably the next few weeks. I would like to know. 813-693-2124. The stigma around COVID and, you know, my social life has been something to watch. It's been weird. I don't blame people. You know, there's a lot of people are freaking out about this goddamn thing, and maybe rightfully so, maybe not. I don't know, but there are people are concerned. I had my friends over. We do a supper club. A lot of judgment on social media. I posted a picture of the boys. We went outside. We even ate outside. Sorry, I hope that burp didn't come through. I cooked dinner. We ate outside, and people going, "Oh, doing the social distance thing." First of all, I'm good. I have antibodies. Those people, I don't know. But we ate outside, we're sitting, you know, apart and everything, we're doing the responsible things. Well, a responsible thing would just be to not hang out. Yeah. Well, there's some things more important in life than avoiding COVID. Yes, you could die. That's potentially the case. But I'm sick of being inside. So is everybody else. And the CDC cautioned nobody to travel this Thanksgiving. And then that same day when that decree came out, we found out that our elected officials and our leaders in Washington, Schumer and Pelosi, will be visiting to Delaware. They're traveling. They're going to Delaware to meet with Biden, President-elect Biden. So they just don't give a crap. Governor Newsom got busted at the French Laundry, which is one of the best restaurants in the world, after he locked down California. And he's in there with no mask, with his health officials, you know, screaming, yelling, having a good time. And he got busted, of course. This is the great thing about social media. These people are exposed. The mask get dropped, and ordinarily, you know, jobs that we would depend on press to do, just people do. So he got busted, which he probably should be impeached for, frankly, or resign. He won't, of course, but he should. And they're all telling us we can't meet with our families. And if you don't want to, don't. You know, you don't have to. But if you want to, just go ahead and do it, because those people are going to be doing it. And, you know, I get it. If you don't want to, if you're afraid, they've scared the crap out of everybody. So I certainly wouldn't blame you if you didn't want to, you know, go out and meet with your family. Hey, and it's always a good excuse. If you don't like your family, just to be like, actually have an excuse. You don't have to go hide in your old bedroom and shut the door after you eat and say you're taking a nap while you play on your phone and masturbate. You can, you know, just say, hey, listen, I don't want to give you COVID. You're old and I don't want to cough on you. I'm doing the responsible thing here. Stop yelling at me. And that would be fine this year. So enjoy your Thanksgiving off from your family, or if you like your family, enjoy spending time with them, because our rulers will. So, I'm back to 100%. I feel good. There is concern that perhaps there's nanobots in my blood, that when China finally does invade the United States, they could just push a button and those nanobots will activate and I will burst into flames. That is concern. Sure. You know, I mean, is it valid? I don't probably, but I don't, you know, who knows? I watched Star Trek Nemesis the other day, and the beginning was this lady had some sort of biological weapon where she pushed a button and melted the Congress of some planet. I don't know which one it was, one of the bad guys. And I was like, oh no, that's COVID. That's what they're going to do. They're going to push a button and the nanobots will activate. But yeah, there was some concern with friends and, or is it COVID free in here? You know, that old gag. No, I don't know. I mean, it's a microscopic bug. I hope so. I aired the place out. I, you know, did my laundry. I did cleaned everything. I, you know, wiped down all the surfaces where people would be touching, and hopefully we're good. And hopefully I have a few months of immunity. That could be anywhere from weeks to years. Apparently there's new studies that come out daily about whether the immunity lasts for anywhere between a few weeks and a few years, from what I can tell. And then the vaccination is here. It's going to be, you know, approved within the next few weeks, and you can go get it if you want to. Again, I'm curious if you're going to get this damn thing. Let me know, 813-693-2124. That's a voice and text line. We're not taking a Thanksgiving break this year. I usually take the week off, but Anna came by, so we did a podcast. And we're going to get to that very shortly. But first, I want to say thank you to Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V is in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Go get a gift certificate for your lady, your mistress, whatever. She deserves to look good while you're tagging that from behind. Truvy Salon and Spa.com. And don't forget about NTT Fitness. I still don't have an Instagram, and I feel bad because they emailed me, hey, what's going on? So go check them out, please. It's the holidays, you know, you're going to be eating like crap. At least get a few meals and treat yourself to some healthy food during this tough time. You're going to be eating cakes and chocolate and all that. NTT Fitness, they have I believe it's 30% off on their website. My code's for 15, so use the 30 and then just say in the notes when you check out that you heard it on the Homemade Broadcast. That would really help me out. Thank you. Please subscribe to this podcast. Wherever, Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, it's there. So please do that. Give it a 5-star rating while you're there. It only takes a second. Really does help me out. Share it, please. Tweet it out. Facebook, whatever you use. Go ahead and, you know, share it with your people, with your friends and family, And, you know, those things really do help out, too. And if you really like the show, there is a donate page there, which is kind of the theme. I'm not doing a telethon here, but it's kind of the theme of begging for money of this podcast, which is ironic. But, hey, it's my birthday this week. And if you're feeling generous, go over to hmbradio.com/donate. I got the Cash App now, Venmo, PayPal, and you can kick me a few bucks if you're enjoying the show because it's free. But you don't have to. Just a small suggestion. But if you don't, you know, whatever. I get it. It's all good. Thanks for listening and sharing and all that. I appreciate it. What else? I think that's it. All right, let's get Anna in here and let's wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and then we can all go home or don't.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of Anna Hummel. Woo! She has COVID-19. What? I just infected her. She doesn't know it, but she has it. And welcome to the COVID Club. She walked in and she's like, hey, you see, tested negative twice. I go, no. She went, eh.
You were the one that told me, quote from Will, I have to test negative twice before I go back to work.
I did tell her that, but that was not CDC regulations. That was regulations for my place of employment that they told me that.
But nevertheless, I thought that you would have 2 negative tests, and then you're like, oh, never got tested again.
No, the CDC does not recommend that you retest after you are infected because apparently those tests can detect micro amounts of residual RNA, and then you will test positive even if you don't have the active virus.
Even if you're not contagious.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it is what it is. You followed the guidelines.
You still look concerned. You still...
I asked you a few more questions about your sense of smell and taste,
yep.
But honestly, again, this isn't because I'm so scared to get it. I just don't want to be out of work for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, you could theoretically be able to still work from home if you had a correct setup, if you just have an app and, you know.
Yeah, but they would probably just have me. Actually, we kind of discussed that today. My boss was like, if I had it, he said, quote, I'm going to come to work and everybody can join me and we can just kind of all get it together, which honestly I would be down for, because then you all get it together.
Yeah.
You're all at work together. You know, no one's missing out on work and you're essentially just going through it together.
Now, it is severely irresponsible. However, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I'm so glad that I got it and got it out of the way, and that I had I reacted to it, you know, pretty well. I wasn't super ill, and, you know, I'm going to assume that I was one of the lucky ones and that this isn't a giant hoax, meaning not a hoax. The virus is a hoax. The virus is real, but maybe it's not as bad as, you know.
It's getting a bad rap.
What they say. But I'm just going to assume that I'm one of the lucky ones, and I dealt with it, you know, better than the way most people do. Even if you're 90 plus and you get COVID-19, your survival rate's about 95%. You know, but who's to say?
Who's counting?
The deal is. Yeah, I mean,
just
you know.
The government.
Yeah, it's fine. Or not fine. It's going to be a dark winter, as Joe Biden says. You still don't know who the president is. We don't really know anything about what's going on anywhere.
No.
Whatever article you find to try to help you inform yourself about what's out there, you can find another article contradicting what you just read, and it's a complete mess.
Truth is up for grabs, and we have no idea what's going on.
It is up for grabs, but it's also not, right? So there is a Ministry of Truth that's been formed, or has been around forever, but we're kind of finding out really exists because there's so much other data and so much more information out there that's like banned, that is not the approved truth, right? So people that say we're following the science, we need people to follow the science, but then you have people who are scientists that are putting forward data
that are both experts.
Right.
When you have doctors who are, Dr. A goes, I'm a doctor, listen to me, and Dr. B goes, I'm a doctor, listen to me, and you go, well, if there's not a consensus among experts, then how are the lay people supposed to know anything?
That's the thing, and there's never a consensus about anything. That's why these people who say to follow the science and listen to the science, they just mean
to
listen to the science
that I like.
They like and have share their political beliefs, for example. That's one of those cases. So, yeah, I don't know. We're going into Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. I'm turning older.
Oh, okay, because this is in the future.
This would be,
okay, gotcha.
So
Sorry.
We're going into Thanksgiving week. It's on Thursday, Anna.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yep. and we're all prepared. I'm going to be 1 year older. It's my birthday that week too,
oh
the day before
God,
Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah. I this is the first time I think ever in my life that I have not like been kind of like amped about my birthday. I kind of like people making it about me, you know, and being nice to me and getting
it's
me
the day
a gift.
Before Thanksgiving.
It's the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that is just trash.
Yeah, it's not
I mean, it's
so bad.
It's always around Thanksgiving, obviously.
Right, right.
But this
so next year,
it'll
be on Thanksgiving. Next year will be actually the day of Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. I know your birthday is November 25th, but I keep forgetting we're in November because I still think we're in like June right now in my brain.
I know.
I'm like, we're in April, May. We're in November?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. It's the first year where I've just been kind of like, I don't know.
What are you going to, what can you do? I mean, we've had.
Well, we were thinking about, you know, what got thrown around was doing another kickball game. That's what we did.
I love that.
Yeah, that was fun. And I think, but I wonder how many people would come out, even though it's outside.
I'd come.
Yeah, but I mean, are we going to have enough to
support
play
two teams.
A game? You know what I mean? And I don't know if that's.
Well, maybe not, because that is, you know, you need more people to be on board. And then the more people you have, the more it seems like a super spreader event.
Right.
So maybe just like a cool hang with friends. I feel like I should plan something for you.
Yeah, nah. You know, that's the thing. Like, I was talking to my friend. She's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I really wouldn't be upset if. Like, just nothing happened.
Oh, God, that's
well,
depressing.
Like, you know, it'll be Thanksgiving, and, you know, I'll do that, even though the CDC says not to gather for Thanksgiving. My family's going to have a small gathering, and, you know.
I'm trying to think. Your birthday's on a Wednesday, then.
Wednesday, yeah. And, I mean, I'm going to be working that day, and...
I almost said a bad word. It's a bad day to have a birthday.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I was telling Johnny, like... Well, maybe we should take off because we're going to be on Best Of, obviously, Thursday and Friday.
Thanksgiving Eve is a big thing, right?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be this year. I mean, because...
Downtown will be open.
Yeah, but, you know, how many people are going to go out? I mean...
I'll go out.
Okay.
Because we won't have work the next day.
Yeah.
So I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go to, you know, Johnny decided he wants to do that Wednesday, so I'm going to work. And so I'll be out at midnight, and then at that point, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But yeah, this is definitely the first year I really haven't had those feelings of, oh my God, it's my birthday. And I remember my father telling me something that's haunted me for a long time. I don't even know if he realizes it, but I remember it was his birthday when I was a little kid, and I was telling him, like, hey, it's your birthday. That's awesome. Like, birthdays rule. And he was like, you know, man, you get to a point when you get to a certain age where birthdays just don't matter anymore. And I remember this being so troubling for me because they rule. They're so much fun.
Yeah,
like, people are nice to you.
Kid
you get gifts and cake and a party.
Yeah.
And that just was like, oh, man, that stops? I didn't know that stopped. That sucks.
I can't
believe
your birthday. It was a year ago. We played kickball. And
yeah, super fun. I really enjoyed that day.
That was such a fun day. That was your 35th. So now embarking on 36.
36 years old. That's right.
Woo.
Yeah. It's strange to think about. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, and then you got Thanksgiving, and even Thanksgiving is going to be different with the virus. But not really.
Yeah, like, we're in Florida. It's not like this is California or anything.
Right, right.
Business as usual.
Florida's a little better, yeah. But, you know, it's definitely, like, I was talking to some of my friends who are more on the left side of the spectrum, and, like, they're just doing, like, really small, like, immediate family, meaning, like, my friend Nicole is going to have her sister and then her mom and dad. And, like, that's it. They're just going to have, like, a immediate family dinner. No
Not
extended
even her fiancé
people.
Can go?
Oh, I think her fiancé can
okay,
go, yeah.
Good. I know.
Yeah.
I kind of asked one of our friends about Friendsgiving, and I got no response. So I take that as it's not happening.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That usually happens, too. I don't know if that's for sure happening or not happening this time.
I really enjoyed that last year.
Yeah, it was fun. But it
made me feel like I had friends.
I think probably... if it does happen, it'll probably be trimmed down to, like, next to nobody.
I feel like I won't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll make the cut. But I don't even know if I would want to go to something like that, you know? Because it's just, like, if you have to wear, you know, masks inside and, you know.
You think they would want you to do that?
Yes. They would, yeah. They're going to be very strict about those protocols, I'm sure, no doubt. Because they watch CNN and they're told that it's going to be a dark winter and we're all going to die.
Okay.
And that's you know, the appeal to authority that they have. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's weird. Like, Thanksgiving is going to be mostly the same for me. I'm a product of divorce. So, you know, I go to my dad's and then I'll sometimes go to my mom's. But I'm just going to suggest, you know, my past few years, my mom just hasn't done anything. So it's been a relief because, God bless her, not a great cook. My mom, I remember one year I got mad at her. Not mad, but I was just like, what have you done here? She said, I'm going to make turkey and just have some, like, mashed potatoes or something. I go, okay, all right. So I came over and she pulled out a microwavable turkey from the microwave. And I went, you bitch. What have you, like, I would have made something. I would have cooked something like steaks or something. Yeah. Like, it's a special occasion. I want a microwave. She's like, it's good. I'm like, I know it's good. It's good for I'm hungover and I can throw this in a microwave and eat it and it tastes good. But this is, you know, we have to have some
sort of respect.
Decorum,
yeah,
here.
Yeah. For the holiday. I get you.
So the past few years, she hasn't done anything. And actually, I think it's since I yelled at her that time. And maybe she's just like, screw you. I won't do anything, which that's fine,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. You know, you have enough Thanksgivings to go to.
Yeah. So I feel bad for them, though. Like, I want them to partake in, you know, macaroni and cheese and turkey and all this stuff. It's good. And they just don't have much of an interest anymore. So
clearly,
it should be an interesting, slightly different holiday season. They're already talking about Christmas being canceled as well. But we found out today when we're recording this that Moderna's new vaccine is 95% effective. Mm-hmm. So that's great news. Stock market reached an all-time high today, which I guess is Joe Biden's fault. Way to go, Joe, already making a difference here. That's spectacular. People are begging for money, you know, already. It's
who's begging for money besides just the normal?
I don't know if you heard of this website called GoFundMe.
Oh, I think I have heard of GoFundMe.
And you can just say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want.
So
and
you could
say,
just be like, I would like a new car. Help me.
I feel like there must be some kind of, I don't know, some sort of range that you can ask for something.
You mean in terms of the cause? I feel like there's not. You can, because people, it's not like you're stealing money. You're asking people for money, so you can go fund me for a car, for anything, you know, for anything that you want.
I think they've also run into, like, just people doing that and, like, it happening and people like getting upset and not doing it. Like, there's a guy who started like, just send me a dollar. Everybody send me a dollar. And he did. And he made like $20,000. It's a great hustle.
Yeah.
But I don't, usually it's for things like, and let me remind everybody, by the way, that it's my birthday week and you can go to hmbradio.com/donate. And there's, you can Venmo me a few bucks, you know, just if you're enjoying the program, you don't have to. I just like to remind you that if you want to, it's there. But you can actually ask for money for a lot of things. Like, a lot of people do, like, medical treatment, for example.
That's, I'm sick. That seems fine.
That seems fine, yes. But it's also one of those things, like, how do you, like, shouldn't you have to prove it? If you're in dire straits, it feels like you could just theoretically say that I'm having a tough time. I have this family member or I myself have, you know, this disease that I'm getting treatment for and times are tough.
Sure.
How do you know that they're telling the truth? How do you know that they're having, or are they using this disease to get ahead of the curve a little bit and have a really nice Christmas?
Is that's what you think? That, I mean, of course that could be the case that a few, but would you say that the vast majority are hustling?
The majority?
Hucksters?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't say the majority. Now, so like I saw even today that Johnny put up a GoFundMe page on the Johnny B Show page, which I'm not a fan of doing. I don't, because you have
what
all these people that are. It was for this kid's son who needs a kidney transplant, and they're looking for a kidney, and I guess he's undergoing, you know,
dialysis.
Yeah, and he's got, the expenses are piling up.
Sure.
You know, this happens to a lot of people. So I'm saying, like, how do you, if you do that once, now everybody's got their sob story. Hey, can you post my GoFundMe? This happened. This is awful. I'm struggling. Can you please help? And then you can't go, no, you know, I can't now.
You,
well, you
like
already did. Now you look,
yeah,
like a jerk off. So I just go, like, that sucks that you're having a hard time. I'm sorry to hear that. But I wouldn't use like the show's Facebook or Instagram to promote that, because you don't know exactly, like, what if they're hucksters and then you got people donating to this cause and they're just, you know,
yeah,
pocketing,
I mean,
this cat.
How do you prove it? Because you could say, well, they took a picture of it. Oh, well, that's a fake. That's a staged photo. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
At what point do you just accept it as truth, or you just don't?
That's the thing. Like, how do you, and I guess you just don't. You just
say, this is money that I can afford to give away that I don't need back, and I hope that it's going to a good cause, full stop.
I remember there was a listener a few years ago that just said, you know, that he got his car broken into and, you know, I guess stuff was stolen out of it for during Christmas time, gifts and stuff like that. So I sent over $20, but I don't have money to, I would love to be able to contribute to all these things, but I don't have the funds. Uh-huh. To just go ahead and start throwing cash around. And I feel like once you do that for one person, then people go, well, what the hell? You know, like, I listen to your show. You're not going to help me out. You're not going to post my GoFundMe.
Right.
You're just opening yourself up to.
Yeah, unless you just do it privately, which most people don't like to do. Just
right.
Because they're like, hello, I donated. I want to be acknowledged for this.
And it's not even, sometimes it's not even monetarily, believe it or not, that these things, you also get other forms of attention. You get spotlighted on people's social media. They say you can donate or you can retweet it, you know? And now they're accumulating these social currency points where they have this tweet that's going viral.
Mm-hmm.
That also makes them feel good. So it's not even, it's just like having everybody put the attention on them. That's a whole other thing. And then, like, maybe you can, like, get some strangers to throw in. So now it's not only your friends and family and your immediate community, but you're also broadcasting to the world now. And that stuff starts to add up once you start giving, you know, $5 here, $5 there, and you hope that it's going to people's medical bills. Is it? Who knows? There's no accountability afterwards where you're like, unless you're posting receipts and, like, you know, I know The Bone did that last year. With during Christmas time, they raised money and they actually had to, like, send in a bill and then the bill would get paid.
Yes, I remember that. Last year during Christmas?
I think so. Yeah. Or maybe it was
during the beginning of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. People were struggling.
I remember I was still working there and it was during the weekends. But
that's a good idea. Rather than giving them just the cash, like paying the bill for them out of that fund, that would be better. Maybe GoFundMe could kind of see that's more pressure on them, which I'm sure they don't want. But kind of arbitrate where that money goes.
Right.
So if you got a bill that's $20,000, be like, yeah, this was paid with the funds that were donated instead of just potentially just giving people, you know, whatever they want and hoping they do the right thing.
Yeah.
Keeping your fingers crossed. However, as we know, human beings don't always do the right thing. In fact, sometimes it's rare that they do so. So I don't know what the moral implications of that are, but if you say that your kid is sick and he's not, you're gonna go to hell. I hope there is a God and I hope there is a hell.
Yeah.
And if you're scamming people out of people's goodwill, especially during times where it is the holidays, then you need to burn.
And again, there's different levels of evil here, but I think that at least in some of the situations that I've seen, I would like to believe that, you know, they're not like to believe, that sounds horrible, but I'd like to believe that they're telling the truth, that the child is actually sick and the money they're asking for is actually going to, like, the medical needs of the child. But then there's this different sort of person who maybe didn't make up that story, but is riding that wave and kind of loving it. And it's clearly obvious that they like promoting their personal life for more than one reason. It can be, like you said, money. It can be social currency. It can also be sympathy, because sympathy is a form of attention.
Right.
And
right.
Oftentimes, let's just say the given person that is promoting all this stuff is male. A lot of times, especially women feel, they want to be compassionate or give good graces or whatnot, and that they can offer services such as compassion. I can come over, I can help you out. And sometimes people might take you up on that. And then suddenly now, you know, your kid is sick, but you're, you know, slaying some, you know, P word in the back, you know, because that's kind of what I'm seeing from a few of the people that, you know, are in our social network.
I've seen that too. Like, even Casey Anthony's grandfather, I think, was banging one of the chicks that was helping look for Kaylee Anthony during that time. Like, he had an affair. It's really easy. Yeah, it makes you that vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. And just with normal people in normal situations, I do know that grief, I know this sounds weird, is like an aphrodisiac.
Sure, sure.
I remember my friend, Jackie, college, she said her father died when she was like 17 or something like that. And she said that like she banged her friend after her dad's funeral just because she was so disillusioned and sad and wanted, you know, like intimacy and someone to be there, that like she started cuddling up to this guy and ended up sleeping with him.
Wow.
Like shortly either after or before her father's funeral. And it's like you're just really vulnerable emotionally. You're looking for a shoulder to cry on and maybe a deity, you know, whatever.
Yeah, fill that void, literally and figuratively. Yeah. Right.
So
that's a thing. That is a thing for sure. So it's hard to know.
Now, would you feel bad, is the question, that you're slinging either P word or D word due to an unfortunate circumstance that happened to your child?
Well, I think if you were to do that, the answer would be no, of course. You might be
then
a psychopath.
You would have to admit that that's happening.
Right.
Instead, you might say, you know, this person was there for me in the time that I needed them the most.
And also, too, you can't say anything. Like, those people who are the perceived victims of circumstance, they're just trying to, you know, get by. You know, they always have plausible deniability. Like, maybe this is just legit. Like, they're severely in debt. They're, you know, working hard to, you know, keep their family afloat. And there is, like, yeah, that could be true also. So it would be something that would be very easy for bad people to exploit.
Absolutely. And again, I'm not in a situation where I can't rely on my family. Like, if I needed help financially, my father would help me. And maybe my mother, too. But when really tragic things, like, happen... again, this is just my personal, I don't even want to say opinion, but the way that I utilize social media is not for serious stuff. You know, I like to make funny jokes and, you know, get canceled out of my job and my life, but it's not for really serious stuff. Like, I almost didn't tell anybody about this, but my mother recently had open heart surgery, and I'm happy to talk about it now because it's over and she's fine and she's recovering and everything's good. But I mean, there was not one inch of me in any capacity that wanted to post anything about that, especially before the procedure. Pray for my mom, like none of that stuff. Yeah. I didn't want anybody to know about any of that stuff because, first of all, if you're trying to kind of escape, you know, the anxiety of having someone go through a very serious procedure, you posting it on social media and hundreds of people commenting or reaching out, hey, is your mother dead? Like, I didn't need that. That wasn't going to help me. And I don't need other people's sympathy, and I really, quite frankly, don't want other people. I'm an attention whore, don't get me wrong, but not when it comes to pity, not when it comes to sympathy and people feeling sorry for me. And also, I feel like, don't feel bad for me, feel bad for my mom. Like, I feel bad for her that she has to go through this, like, horrific procedure saving her life. But nevertheless, I mean, when you think of, and my mom is such a healthy individual, and to think about like the procedure itself and what it entails and opening somebody up and stopping their heart, like it was just it was
disconcerting.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. It was really traumatic to think about. But again, now that we're on the other side of it, I'm more than happy to talk about it. It's still not going to post it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't belong there. It doesn't belong in the TikTok, Instagram world.
Right.
It belongs maybe in a forum like this, or, you know, one-on-one conversations with close friends, but I don't like getting that sort. And again, it's not like my mother needed money or anything, so maybe that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But even imagine a case where, like, I wouldn't want to draw attention to something that is that serious. Like, for me, that's, again, just my point of view. That's not what social media is for. It's to escape reality, you know, or show the highlight reel, not to be dragged into like this, you know. I'm trying to escape my real life is what I'm saying.
It's funny because, number one, like in your mom's case, like, is it even yours to share? You know, like, that's kind of her
story
deal
to tell. Yeah.
You know, like, if she passed or something from it, then yeah, it kind of becomes your loss at that point, your grief. But if it's something where, you know, everything went fine, like, are you in? You know, is it an invasion of her privacy for you to even share that publicly?
I would say yes, without her
knowing, at least.
Yeah, without her not blessing. That's not the word I'm looking for. I don't want to say confirmation, but her green lighting it, saying that it's okay. Certainly not. I had to allude to it a few times at work to just kind of explain things. But yeah, it's again, that's just not what I use social media for. I understand a lot of people like to do that. I understand people get attention in different ways.
It's a personality difference. It's how people hit it. And when I see stuff like that, I go, you're a phony. That is immediately what it goes to. Is it possible that they're not and they are feeling these things? Like, if you ever see people, I've seen it many times, of people crying, tears coming out of their eyes and posting it on Facebook. To me, that's humiliating. I don't know why you'd want to signal your vulnerability like that. It's a weird concept, but I've seen people literally posting pictures of themselves crying, and that is so off-putting.
I think that it's an attempt to be like, I'm human, I'm vulnerable.
Yes.
But to me, it's contrived and staged. Like,
right.
You know, you took, if you're really distraught, your first inclination is probably not going to be, let me take a picture.
Right. It's one of those things where it's like, people who aren't human, who are robots, and there are many of them, you know, around that are just programmed machines and aren't really human, that they go, this is what a human would do. They would post pictures of their tears.
Yeah. No.
And it's quite the opposite. Like, if you are that upset, you're not disengaged.
You're not thinking about, let me take out my phone and document this right now. That's not, I'll speak for myself. I've been in a few instances where, uncontrollable crying, where it's hard to breathe. You feel like you're going under. You know, I had a few moments like that when my parents got divorced. I had a few moments like that when I was going through a breakup. I had a few moments like that when I lost my job at The Bone a couple months ago. Never once did it cross my mind, let me take out my phone and capture this moment because I want to remember it forever. Never. And then not only to take the picture, but then post the picture. Mm-hmm. What?
And signal your weakness. Yeah, that is just, that's a bizarre concept. And maybe it's just because it's so foreign that I can't understand it. But to me, it seems like one of those things, like a robot attempting to be human,
right?
And saying, this is what I, and yeah, and you see people that go, I just wanted to put this out there because I wanted you to know that this is okay.
You're not alone.
And you're not alone. And I just go, is that what it is? Because to me, it seems like you're just looking for some sort of attention and to signal that you're a great person. What's her name? John Legend's wife, big forehead.
Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen. She had that photo of her where she was crying after her miscarriage.
Granted, someone took that of her.
Yes.
Which was weird, but then she posted it.
She posted it.
So that's, you know, what do you
know? And that's what she said, was like, listen, people go through this every day, and I'm not going, and she is like a created person. Like, she's a celebrity. She feels like she needs to share these things and be accessible to people. So maybe it's different for her. I'm not going to, you know, I wouldn't judge, you know, of what she's doing. To me, it reeks of phoniness, but I could be wrong too. There's plausible deniability there that she is doing this to let people know with her wide reach and her audience that, you know, you're not alone. That this happened to me. You're not alone.
She's trying to humanize herself because I'm sure a lot of people think her life is perfect and she's rich and she's beautiful, even though she's kind of weird looking. But
it's plausible.
Yeah. So she's trying to say, I'm a human just like you, and misfortunes happen to me. And sometimes you can't buy your way out of misfortune.
Yes. Yes. And that makes total sense. That is totally plausible. However, to me, it reeks of, like, some things should be
private.
Private.
I feel like privacy is something that a lot of people don't value. Either when it comes to moments like that, where there should be, in my opinion, quiet moments that you have with the people closest to you, where you're having a moment, you're crying about someone died, a breakup, a divorce, whatever it may be. Or it being like, you know, the NSA is tapping into your phone, you go, I got nothing to hide. What, both types of privacy, it seems like that is really just not valued by the masses, which makes it even easier. Because here's the thing, you see how quickly people care about their privacy when you say, like, okay, well, we're gonna take away TikTok. People go, oh, just take my stuff. I just want the app.
Yes.
Or, you know, I just want Facebook. I just want a community. I just want to post stuff on Facebook. I just want Instagram. But they're stealing all your data, and you have no privacy, and they can tap into the cloud at any time. I just want the filters. Can I get Valencia? Like, that's all you care about.
This is something that again, has been programmed into us for a long time. H.L. Mencken had a quote about this in the freaking 1920s, which was most people don't want freedom. They want security. They will happily give up their privacy in order to have that safety there. And people look at the government as safety. So they want more government. And under the deal that I was going to say, they don't know that they're giving up their freedom, but they know that they're giving up their freedom. The Great Reset trended on Twitter today, which is funny because the Great Reset is from the World Economic Forum. It is a plan to shut down all the economies and reopen under more equitable capitalism.
Ooh, yikes.
And yeah, it's got a lot of buzzwords in it that are a little scary. And these are elites. These are billionaires, venture capitalists, vultures, a lot of them who want
people
to...
People who did not profit off of socialism and
right,
communism.
Yes. And there's an article that actually was on Tim Dillon's. I saw it on his Instagram feed, but it was written by the World Economic Forum. Somebody there, and they were reimagining or imagining what 2030 would look like. And it was, I don't own any property. I don't own a vehicle. I don't have any privacy, and I've never been happier. And it's talking about these smart cities are going to be engineered where they'll be connected to the internet. You'll be under constant surveillance. Mm-hmm. You'll be safe. I mean, like people, if you get robbed or something, there'll be people there immediately. They'll call the cops for mm-hmm. you. So this is the future that we're building with technology, and the technocrats that are going to take over and be the new ruling class.
Let me ask you this question. Why is privacy important to you? Because I asked myself in my own head,
what?
There wasn't like an immediate answer.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I need to ask Will.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to unpack this a little bit. And I'm asking myself literally the same question in my head. Why is privacy important to you?
Mm. You know, an answer doesn't pop into my head immediately. I just feel like part of it is just being a human being and existing here, there are some things that I would like to just keep to myself for no good reason. It's just like, why do you want to own an AR-15? Because I want to, period.
Well, you could say I want to protect myself.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know.
But you can protect yourself with a shotgun.
Well, any gun. It doesn't have to be an AR.
Right.
But like, why do you want a gun to protect myself?
The argument now is framed in, right now they're focusing on AR-15s, then they'll move down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll frame it, well, why do you need a semi-automatic pistol would be the next thing. That would be the slippery slope.
Mm. I was just thinking, like, why would you need a weapon? And the simple answer is to protect myself.
To protect myself.
But why do I value privacy? Is it because privacy is freedom?
I think that's I think that's a good way to put it, that there are just some things that you don't...
That are left just
that
for
you
me.
Can
control.
Say is just for me.
Control.
Right. And that you can have the option of putting out there if you want and share. I'm a pretty open person. I share a lot of my life. Not everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are things that I haven't told anybody, you know, ever, and
sure.
probably won't. But it's on my terms. And when they just have this, when they engineered this society, it's almost like, well, this is, you're taking away some of my humanity when you do this.
Right.
And that humanity is not valued mm-hmm. anymore. And people are happy. And this has been engineered for a long time. They talk about self-reliance is not a virtue anymore. It's a virtue on the right side of the spectrum, but it's looked at as being selfish,
yeah.
you know, on the left side.
All right. I'm going to go a little bit deeper here. Follow along. I feel like I'm going to get real heady here, but I'm trying to think from like an evolutionary perspective because I often talk about that. I have a background in evolutionary biology. So I always try to relate, like, how does privacy, how would that correspond or why would that be a currency in the environment in which we evolved? I think that privacy is a currency in that it allows you to share things about yourself with certain people to create a bond, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if I tell you a secret, you tell me a secret, now we kind of have this trust, this vulnerability that it was a currency that we had to bond with one another. I know a little bit about you. You know a little bit about me. It creates intimacy, friendship, loyalty, whatever. Now, when that is just out for anybody, it loses its value and you have no control over this currency that you used to have, that you used to be able to only share with the people that were closest to you in an effort to bond with that person for whatever reason. And now if you have no privacy, you have no sort of social capital.
Yeah. That totally makes
sense. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
hell
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that, for sure. So where does this go now? I don't know. I would just like to remind everyone that if you'd like to donate, go to hmbradio.com/donate. And if you want, you can give me some money. And if you specify that you want me to give it to Anna, even I will Venmo her.
No,
so she's right. I was trying to keep that private. Thanks, Anna.
Sorry.
All right, let's get out of here. Thank you, Anna. Follow her at Anna Homer Radio. Follow me at home_made_man on Twitter. I believe she has an Instagram. I don't still. Follow the show, HMB Radio, on Facebook. I got a freaking LinkedIn. Don't add me on LinkedIn. I have a Parler. I just put the podcast up there. If you're on Parler, follow me over there. I think it's HMB Radio. What else? Minds. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but I'm on Minds. You just search HMB Radio. You should be able to find it. If you do want to donate, yeah, go for it. That'd be great. But you don't have to. And happy Thanksgiving. And I love you. All right. Let's you know, it's time to go. Let's go. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank vs. Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you so much. Please do share it with your friends and family. Like it on your podcast app. Give it a 5-star rating. Those things really do help. And it's Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you. Have a great day, a great week, a great holiday. I'll talk to you soon. Will Coons, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.